Hey everyone. Today we're diving into a fascinating approach called Reinforcement World Model Learning, or RWML. This research is key for developers looking to enhance large language models' abilities to operate in dynamic environments.
Absolutely. RWML addresses a significant gap. LLMs are great with language, but they often struggle with anticipating the consequences of their actions in real-world settings. This method allows them to build a model of the world that can predict outcomes based on actions.
Exactly. By using a self-supervised technique, it enables these models to learn from their interactions rather than relying on expert data. This makes it scalable and more adaptable for various applications.
And that scalability is vital, right? Think about autonomous vehicles or smart robots. They need to process and react to constantly changing environments. So having a reliable way to model potential outcomes is essential.
Right. And RWML shows significant performance improvements in benchmarks without the need for curated expert data. This opens the door for smaller teams to create capable agents without massive data resources.
That said, are there any limitations? For example, could overfitting become a risk if the model is only trained in specific environments? Great point. While RWML performs well, it's essential to evaluate how it scales across different contexts. Continuous testing and adaptation will be critical to avoid pitfalls like overfitting. So what should developers keep an eye on moving forward? Any practical next steps? Practitioners should experiment with RML in their projects. Tess Williard.